في جانا بالا با گیورد هاری
گوپی جانا بالا با
گیورد هاری جای کنجا بیهاری Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana
Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana
Jamuna Chira Vanachari Jamuna Chira Vanachari Jai Radha Madha Gopi jana vallabha girivara dhari
Gopi jana vallabha girivara
dhari Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yashodanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Ki Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Shri Shri Kapal Nath Ji Govardhan Ki Shri Shri Jagannath Bhadev Sudharmai Ki Shri Nishimadeo Bhagwan Ki Shri Shri Sargo Swami Vrinda Ki ISKCON Vrindavan, New Vrindavan Yatra Ki, Gaur Premanande, All Glories Assembled Devotees of Diksha, All Glories Assembled, All Glories Assembled, Glory to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Chapter 6, Text Number 51. Dadi Chida Bhakshana Karaha Mora Gane Suni Anandita Haira Raghunatha Mane Dadhi Chira Bhakshana Karaha Mora Gane Suni Anandita Haila Raghunatha Mane Dadi Chida Bhakshana Karaha Mora Gane Suni Anandita Haila Raghunatha Mane Dadi Chida Bhakshana Karaha Mora Gane Suni Anandita Haila Raghunatha Mane festival and feed all my associates yogurt and cheap rice. Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Please repeat. Make a festival,
make a festival.
And feed all my associates,
and feed all my associates.
Yogurt and cheap rice.
Yogurt and cheap rice.
Hearing this,
Raghunath Das
was greatly pleased.
Was greatly pleased.
Om Agyan Timurandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Mahavishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. First of all, let me offer my humble obeisances to exalted devotees sitting here and seeking for their blessings that I can speak about this wonderful event, festival. Today is very auspicious day. Panihati Tadichuda festival. This is in the celebration by glorifying Sri Nityananda Prabhu and his very dear devotee Raghunath Das. Unfortunately, both of them are present here in their deity form here. Nityananda Prabhu is also here, and generally you don't get the deity of six Goswamis we find here. Raghunath Das is also sitting here with us. So, Narottam Das Thakur says that no one can get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without going to Lord Nityananda. If one is willing to get the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, then one has to go to Lord Chaitanya. And if one is willing to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one should go to Lord Nityananda. Nitayer karuna habe braje Radha Krishna pabe. If Nityananda Prabhu is merciful to us, we can get Radha Krishna in Braj, Radhi Radha Krishna Pade. So, this is the process to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, Nityananda Prabhu and Raghunath Das, when we had this festival in Panihati, so this principle was taught by Lord Nityananda, that one can achieve the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu. Raghunath Das was one of the very dear devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was born of a very pious family. Srila Prabhupada writes about Saptagram. The Saptagram was the place where the landlords, this Majumdar, were staying. Their two brothers, Hiranyam Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, they both were so rich those days. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that their monthly income were 1.2 million those days. So, well, yeah, I mean, it's such a 1 million was the monthly income. And if you try to see those days, like 500 years back, the value of Indian currency, and you compare to nowadays, so it will be like, you know, yes, $1 million for us per month, you know. So it was such a great fortune that Raghunath Das was born of this wonderful family. Hiranya was the elder brother and Govardhan was the younger brother, and in both of them, in their family, they had only one son, and he was Raghunath. So he was like a prince. Those days, these two brothers were collecting taxes for the government, and maybe we can call nowadays the rich people, like in India, this Ambani and all great, and in US we get this, you know, big people, rich people. So they both of them were very celebrated there as a richest person, like a king. So Raghunath Das was having great opportunity to learn writing and reading with Baldev Acharya. Baldev Acharya was a great devotee of the Lord, and he was having a very close relation with Haridas Thakur. So when Raghunath Das was a small boy, he used to go to learn lessons from Baldev Acharya, and Haridas used to visit Baldev Acharya too. So Raghunath had opportunity to listen the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the mouth of Haridas Thakur. And his family guru was Yadunandan Acharya. He was very close to Vasudeva Datta, another great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath, he grew up by hearing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was never entangled or attracted by the material appearances or any sense gratification, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu Bhaktagane Vairagya Pradhan. The devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mainly we find them, they are very renounced. Mahaprabhu Bhaktagane Vairagya Pradhan. So as soon as we start to listen the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, automatically the attractions towards material enjoyments go away. So that's what happened with Raghunath Das. He was never interested in the sense enjoyment. So he had one strong desire since the beginning of his life. I want to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu full time. I want to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When will that day will come? When will that day come that I will join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So it happened that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he visited Saptagram once, and in Saptagram Raghunath Das had opportunity to Sir Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 7 days. He was a young man and he was so happy, and he started just thinking, okay, now I will go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forever. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand the mind of Raghunath Das, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just told him, he said, Raghunath, you should go straight back home. He was so broken. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one should not take the renounced order of life superficially. If you want to give up everything, then you wait for some time. You keep a strong faith in the holy name and continue to serve. Try to be sincere and no hypocrisy. Whatever is there in the heart should be the same thing in the outside behavior. No hypocrisy. Then a time will come that you can join me. You can come to me in Jagannath Puri, and maybe that time you can do some trick and escape your family and come up to me. Generally it happens, you know, many devotees sometimes they come to us, and many students, when they join in the beginning, they are very eager to give up everything and join full time as a brahmachari. Like in India, we get many students coming to us and they are asking us that, I just want to give up. And then it's a big time, a hard time to face their parents, especially, you know, in India, not in India, everywhere, the same thing. Srila Prabhupada once said that Narad Muni, he was cursed by a daksha because he was making all his 10,000 sons devotees. Daksha was responsible for the project, you know, to make more people, to create more descendants, progenies. But Narad Muni, he was preaching to them, and he thought, why to get entangled in this material? We brahmachari cannot come here. So, Daksha, he later on cursed him. You cannot stay more than 3 days anyplace. And Narada Muni was happy, oh, so nice. So now I can be a traveling preacher. I can move around and make many devotees. Srila Prabhupada once said that in Guru Parampara, I am accepting that curse, what Narada Muni had. So when I am making many devotees, many parents of my students may not be happy with me. But I am ready to accept this curse coming from Guru Parampara. And also say, I want this curse to be taken, you know, following my footsteps, my disciples will do. So yes, devotees are taking such a risk and preaching them, making brahmacharis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, first to be sincere, otherwise what happened? It is many times we see quick entry and then quick exit. People come so fast. The next day they start chanting and dhoti and dancing and everything is there. But stay for some time, and go away. Because Prabhupada has used the word, two words. One is Markat Vairagya and second is Smashan Vairagya. Smashan Vairagya is somebody is going to crematorium, yeah, and oh, my relatives died. This material world is useless. Everything is temporary. Why am I entangled here? There is no attraction left in this world. Better I should give up everything, renounce everything, and chant the holy name. So that is temporary. Yeah. And another is Market Vairagya. Market Vairagya is, Prabhupada said, the monkeys are also renounced. They are so renounced that they don't stay at one tree for a long. They are so renounced. They don't need anything to wear. They are so renounced. Not only that, they don't need such pasta and pizza. And they don't need all that. They are ready to live on the fruits and the leaves of the trees. So it seems that, oh, they are so renounced. So staying in a forest. So renounce. But what is the renunciation? They are always looking for their partners, for something they met. Yeah. They are looking for female she monkeys and they are so grossly involved in sense enjoyment. So this kind of renunciation is called Phalgu renunciation. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he wrote the wonderful song, Dushtaman Tumi Kisera Vaishnava Avidhyaratare Nirjanera Khare Tava Harina Kevala Kaitava. He says that Dushtaman, oh my rascal mind, Dushtaman, what kind of devotee you are? Avidhyaya tare nirjanera tare. You are in ignorance and you want to become renounced and you want to chant alone in a secluded place. Tava harina kevala kaita. And whatever you are chanting is, it's just hypocrisy. So he says that one cannot make progress without the association of the devotees. So Raghunath was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. So Raghunath, he took courage and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you should go back home and engage yourselves in household affairs. So he went there at home and he was married to a very beautiful heavenly angel by his father so that he does not go away. And 11 people were always guarding him, taking care of him. Yeah. So there are like 4 guards were there and 2 servants. Over 8 guards, 2 servants and 2 cook and 1 1 cook and 2 servants, something like that. 11 people were guarding him, you know, all the time around. Then he does not go away. That was the end. Raghunath was so renounced that he had such a beautiful wife and he had such a palace-like house, but he was staying outside the house. He was staying just opposite there was the devotee's house, he was staying there. He was not attracted this opulence. Then he came to know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is visiting Santipur. Another opportunity. I can now asleep, everything can go away. He requested his father, please, please let me go. Let me just go for just, maybe just for 1 week. Let me serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you kindly permit, if you kindly allow me. I cannot stay separated from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was practically crying to his father, please let me go. And his father said, okay, you go, but I'll send some bodyguards with you. So, Raghunath went to Santipur, and actually Advaita Acharya, he was knowing this, because anyhow he was a prince, so he was a well famous person. So, Advaita Acharya, he offered the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das. And he got chance to serve the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Santipur. He was doing his personal services, like Vapu Seva massaging his feet and all. Raghunath Das was very happy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again did not let him come with him. He said, you go back. You come, you will join me very soon. So he was thinking, why, what's wrong with me? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not allowing me? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him that he join household work, continue in a pretext of household work. You always inside, always think of me, always think of Krishna. You keep serving. But outside, you behave as if you are no more attracted to become a full-timer. Well, this is the trick, you know. So, what happened, once there was a friend of Hiranya, the uncle of Raghunath. He was Muslim Chaudhary, and he was also having the same responsibility to collect taxes for government. But he found that Hiranya was supposed to collect some 300,000 gold coin every month, and he was supposed to keep only 130,000 with him, and the rest he will give to government. But Hiranya was doing the opposite. Hiranya was keeping everything with him, and he was giving only 120,000 coins to government. So he was so upset. This is cheating. How can you do this? I am also supposed to share the same thing. So he made some plan to arrest Hiranya, the uncle. So Hiranya, he came to know that there is an arrest warrant on him. So he just left the place. And Raghunath was at home. So these people came to arrest. Instead of arresting Hiranya, they arrested Raghunath. Say, you come. So he was a young man. And Raghunath, he was so soft in his dealing. He was so sweet talking. And he was so impressive. You know, such a nice person he was. So as soon as they wanted to punish him, just by seeing his face, they could not do anything. The next day also the same thing happened. They wanted to punish him, but seeing the behavior of Raghunath Das, they could not do anything. He was so gentle, so humble. And Raghunath Das, he said, he was smart also. He told this Chaudhary, well, you are like my father. you are the friend of my father, so there is no difference in the relation. I am like your son. Why should you punish me? Let me go away. Then his heart started melting by the emotion. And the Chaudhari said, okay, I'll let you go. But tell your uncle that I should have some discussion with him so the matter can be settled. Said, okay, done. So like this, Raghunath Das was taking interest in some business activities, but he had a great desire. He was practically crying every day, when I will join my dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then he came to know that Nityananda Prabhu is visiting nearby. That is the place called Panihati. Nityananda Prabhu is visiting the place and he is supposed to stay at Raghav Pandit's house. So he thought, okay, now I got the clue. Why I am not allowed so far to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because I did not take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. I was trying again and again, but I was not successful. Now I got the clue. Now things are easy. He just rushed to Nityananda Prabhu and I am sitting in Panihati under a very huge banyan tree. Even today, maybe some of you devotees might have visited Panihati. So that place still having such a big banyan tree where Nityananda Prabhu sat underneath. Same banyan tree. And it was on the bank of Ganges. So many devotees were surrounding him and he was sitting in the midst of everyone. And he offered obeisances and Nityananda Prabhu saw him and he said this, Nikatena aise chora bhaga dure dure aji lage payachi dandi bu dandi mu tumare. He said, just once text before this, he said, Nikatena aise, you are not coming to me, huh? Nityananda Prabhu said, you are not coming to me. Nikatena aise, chor, you are a thief. He said, Nikatena aise chor, bhaga dure dure, you are running out, you are running here and there, bhaga dure dure. You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you are staying away at a distance place. Chor, why is calling chor? He is a prince, he is such a nice devotee, he is so humble and he is having such a great affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is so surrendered soul and Nityananda Prabhu is calling him chor, thief. You are a thief. Well, what wrong he did? How is he thief? But why Nityananda Prabhu is calling him a thief? He said that you wanted to steal my wealth. And my wealth is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you wanted to take it from me. You wanted to steal away Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you did not consider that you should ask me first. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my property. He is mine. How can you try to take somebody's property without asking him? That's why you are a thief. You wanted to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you wanted to join him, but no. So Nityananda Prabhu was showing his compassion to Raghunath Das so sweetly. I mean, the mood of Nityananda is always joyful. It's full of joy. Nitya means eternal. Ananda means bliss. The one who always in eternal bliss, or the one who is always giving eternal bliss to everyone, Nityananda. The one who takes his shelter is full of joy. Nityananda was always in such an ecstatic symptoms, ecstatic love of the Lord. Always. Nobody knew what Nityananda thinks, what he talks, and what he does. Nobody could understand. He was always a mystery for everyone. So Nityananda Prabhu, he said that Nikatana Aya Chor Bhage Dure Dure. You're running away from me. Bhage Dure Dure. So he said, Adilaja Panya, today I got the chance. For what? Dandibu Tumare. I will punish you today. I got the chance now. I got caught a hold of you now. Now I'm going to punish. Oh, now he's going to punish. When Nityananda Prabhu punished someone, just imagine. Without Nityananda Prabhu, no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So devotees are thinking, oh. But there is another principle. If Nityananda Prabhu punished someone, it's delivered. Same moment is delivered. Because there is no more offense left for his part. That's why Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted to give special mercy to Raghunath Das. So, there are few devotees who believe that only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God, but Nityananda Prabhu is not. He is mentioning Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Minketan Ramdas was the brother who was a devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. And the elder brother of Krishna's Kaviraj had almost, you know, no faith in Nityananda Prabhu. So, you know, his life was doomed. Because no Nityananda Prabhu means no Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not possible. So, Nityananda became very merciful and said, now, today, I am going to punish. Raghunath thought, oh my God, I have come here to take some mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, but instead, he is going to punish me. What punishment I am going to face? Then he said like this, this sloka he said, what punishment you should get? Dadhichira. Dadhichira pakshana karaha moragane. Dadhichira pakshana. And all my devotees, all my associates, make a festival here. And feed them all. Dadhichira pakshana. And just suni. Suni anandita halla. Suni anandita. Just hearing this, everyone becomes so happy. Oh wow, it was summertime. You know, like today, it's a summer. The summertime. So in summer, this dadichira is very good for cooling. So they were very happy. And Raghunath became also happy. And Raghunath said, so happy. He said, yes, definitely. He asked his servants to bring good amount of chit rice milk, yogurt, sweetmeats, bananas, and kalpura, camphor, and all the pots to arrange everything. So there is a big description given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how he organized, he arranged all that. First of all, he asked to, there are two preparations. It's not only Dadi Chila, there are Dudha Chila also. Dadi means yogurt, and there was Dudha milk, condensed milk. So there are two preparations. One is condensed milk with chip rice and kalpur and some sugar.
What is kalpur?
What is that?
What is kalpur?
Kalpur is camphor. Camphor. So, and dadi chida, this yogurt, chip rice, some fruits, and banana. So such delicious items were prepared, and each of the devotees were given two pots full of these sweets, these items. And devotees were so happy with joy, so happy. They started distributing this chit rice, sweet dadi chida, and some were getting placed to sit on the floor, some were behind the tree, and some, because they did not get place to sit anywhere, so they went to the bank of Ganges, so many people, and then the few more joined later, they did not have any place to sit. So they went inside the Ganges. They were standing in the water and eating chip rice. You know, this dadi chida. Sometimes it happens, right? When we have so many devotees, no space, and devotees start making arrangement outside. especially like I was just talking to somebody yesterday, before yesterday. In Vrindavan, when we are serving prasad, nobody knows where is, the queue is starting. Sometimes it starts from the front, and sometimes it starts from the back, and sometimes anywhere anyone can join. And so this was something like this. So many devotees and nearby villages, they all vendors came to know there is a big festival going on there. So who are selling this chip rice and bananas and milk, and they all came with their stuff. Please, mine also. They all wanted to do business. They all came there. And there was a wonderful festival organized, such a big festival. But actually, that day, Nityananda Prabhu was invited by Raghav Pandit for lunch. And Raghav Pandit made all the wonderful preparations of fish like samosa, kachori, rasagulla, so many things. And he was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Nobody came. So he came to find out where is Nityananda Prabhu. Actually, the sister of Raghav Pandit, his name was Damayanti. There are four places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present. Four places. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu present, if you missed it. So, one of them was Nityananda Prabhu's dancing. Whenever Nityananda Prabhu dances, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears there. This is one place. The second place, whenever Sachi Mata cooks and offers the bhoga to Nimai, And Mahaprabhu must go there. Such great love he had for mother. He was always present there when Sachimata was feeling him every day. Even though he was in Jagannath Puri after sannyas, he used to go there every day. Third place was Srivas Thakur's kirtan. Whenever Srivas Thakur is chanting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will always be there. And the fourth verse was this, Damayanti. When he used to offer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always there. So much affection and love they had. So Raghava Pandit came to Nityananda and he said, I have made offerings and I'm waiting for you and you are making fish here. And he said, see, what can I do? And my background is that I am coming from a cowherd family. And I like to have such kind of festivals. I like to have my lunch in forest, in the bank of Ganges, like a picnic. I like this kind of. So I'll come today in the evening to you. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself came there because Nityananda Prabhu called him that we want to offer you chit rice. And he started feeding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody could see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present, but he was feeding. Only very few fortunate people could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they were doing, and Nityananda was so excited, he was saying, everyone, say, Harivo!
Harivo!
Harivo! Harivo!
That
was awesome. Everyone. And they were all chanting, Hari, Hari, and having this wonderful chitras. So, Nityananda Prabhu finally asked Bhagavan. He said that now I bless you that very soon you will meet your desired result. Very soon your desire will be fulfilled. And he had only one desire. He had no other desire in whole of his life. Only one desire. When I can join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's it. And he understood, wow, this is now my desire can be fulfilled. So this is the principle we learn, that we can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by taking, you know, by shelter, by getting special mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is coming down to us in Guru Shishya Parampara. Nityananda is also considered to be the original spiritual master. So, Srila Prabhupada also followed the same thing what Nityananda Prabhu was doing. Nityananda Prabhu is very famous for his delivering Jagai and Madhavi. And we often say that Nityananda Prabhu, he delivered one Jagai and one Madhavi. But Srila Prabhupada, he thought that now I should go to the West and there are hundreds and thousands of Jagai and Madhavi. And let me distribute the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to them. And Srila Prabhupada followed the same thing, and he made hundreds and thousands of Jagai and Madhai to be great devotees. So Srila Prabhupada is following the same way of Nityananda Prabhu. In other words, if we want to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Raghunath Das was looking for, so we must seek shelter and mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and we can get that by pleasing our dear Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada also had the same mind, mood and mission. Jara dekha, Tarikaha, Krishna Upadesh. The more we distribute the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the more we get it. Yeah. This is the quality of the love. The more you give, the more we get. The more we give, the more we get. So if we want love, more affection, the more you give, the more we get. So we should give more and more love, distribute the love to everyone, and we'll get love of Srila Prabhupada, Nityananda Prabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is very special given today. I was not prepared yesterday night. I was coming here, and yesterday night I came to know that tomorrow, I mean today, we are celebrating this Panihati festival. So I asked the devotees, oh, shall I speak on this? So yes. But I hope that today we are having some special arrangement for the Dichida. I don't know, we are having such
thing. We're having the celebration tonight at 6.
Yeah.
Because devotees are working now. Mm-hmm. So at 6 o'clock, is there a microphone?
Yeah, there is.
People listening. So the Nirvindavan is celebrating tonight at 6, so please everyone come and meet here. And there will be beginning with a short kirtan, and then a dramatic narration reenactment of the pastime, and then there will be distribution of chips, rice. And the devotees will share among themselves in one of the 6 loving exchanges.
Wow.
And we invite devotees during the day to please go to the kitchen and get some chipped rice. There's also some kheer. Mahalakshmi spent the better half of the day stirring down this milk from our cows to make the kheer. And then Lakshman Prabhu has made dahi. So you can contribute to the festival by making your own creation and doing one of the pots.
Wonderful.
He would.
Good. So we stop here. Thank you very much. Is there any comment or question?
Thank you for your class. Who were the special devotees who could see Lord Chaitanya receiving the prasadam from Lord Nityananda?
I believe it is not mentioned even in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But yes, I have one answer for that. That who were given special favor by Nityananda Prabhu, they could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raghunath Das could?
Raghunath Das, not mentioned, but we believe, yes. Any other question? Yeah, but I remember one thing, that Nityananda Prabhu had kept special pots for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was feeding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from those special pots, and that was not made of boiled rice, and chipped rice were not made of boiled rice, because sannyasi cannot eat that rice cooked. So that is mentioned there. So, but that particular part, Nityananda Prabhu was feeding from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that from that part, he gave the remnants to the Raghunath Das.
And he took a little and then distributed.
Yes, he took little and he distributed to everyone.
This is a festival of distribution.
Yes, festival of distribution, of love. Any other comment or question? Father, you would like to give some comment on this? Thank you.
Thank you, Vishrupu.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful and sweet narration of this wonderful pastime. So, the nectar was flowing from his lotus lips so sweetly. We are asking him to continue this katha, or some type of katha, any type of katha. Tomorrow night, there will be a special program at my house.
Thank you.
All devotees are invited. Come and please spread the word from 6 o'clock onwards. Anyone that would like to help my wife prepare prasad, you come a little early. We'll be preparing prasad for the devotees. And we're hoping to hear once, at least one story of how Prabhuji came to Krishna consciousness, as long as there will be a beautiful narration of other pastimes of anything you'd like to tell us, but we would relish to hear. Srimad Bhagavatam Gantaraj ki
jai,
Chaitanya Charitamrita ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Srinara Vrindavan ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.